I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, hundreds of thousands of public sector workers went on strike in Britain. It was the biggest strike there in a generation. The walkout meant closed schools, canceled surgeries, and concerns about long airport delays. Workers and their unions are upset by the British government's budget-cutting plans. The World's Laura Lynch has more now from London.
Not since 1979 have the streets of so many cities in Britain filled with the sound of fury and frustration. Teacher Robert Smith is 24. The government wants him and others to work longer and pay more to qualify for a full pension.
I think they need to look long and hard at what are the other alternatives to what they can change, what they can streamline, what they can optimise in terms of making savings rather than attacking people's pensions who work very hard and who are basically the bedrock of our society.
Though this was only a one-day walkout, though it's taking place even as negotiators say they're close to a deal on reforming pensions, the strike is a critical test for both workers and the government. Senior members of the government, such as Education Minister Michael Gove, were quick to cast union leaders as villains.
Militants, itching for a fight. They want families to be inconvenienced. They want mothers to give up a day's work or pay for expensive childcare because schools will be closed.
We're not in Britain of the 1970s here, where there were endless big strikes.
Tony Travers of the London School of Economics isn't on strike today, but he's surrounded by the picket lines on campus. Travers is well-versed in the history of labour strife in Britain. He says Gove's remarks seem to be part of a strategy aimed at eroding support for unions.
It's easy for the government, and they've been doing this, to say to the private sector, which is much bigger than the public sector, these people in the public sector are trying to keep advantages you no longer have, to create a slight sense of divide and rule.
It's a debate that may be familiar to people in parts of the US where state governments have fought similar battles with government workers. In Britain, the disagreement hasn't yet escalated to the level of confrontation seen in Ohio or Wisconsin. But among private sector workers here, there's a hint of that same resentment, that sense that public workers still have a sweet deal in an age of austerity.
I understand why people are going on strike, but I don't think we've got the money to pay everyone everything they all want.
At the moment, it seems to be like every man for himself. Do you know what I mean? And that's what's coming across, is that people are being not selfish, but just looking after themselves.
Are they losing much of the pension? Well, they're losing a little bit, I guess, but I mean, we need to... We need to get the kids to school. We need to keep the education going.
Some of those on strike today have heard the criticism that they should learn to live with less like everyone else. Teacher Lee Connor has an answer for that.
We need to turn the argument around. Why should we race to the bottom? Why should everyone have a poor pension? Really, the private sector should be getting a better pension just like we're getting.
Right now, there's no date for another walkout, even though the government announced further limits on public sector pay just yesterday. Perhaps, as Tony Travers of the LSE says, unions may accept it's not easy to put up a sustained fight right now.
The government is very likely to win in all of this because of the crushing economic reality of what's going on in the rest of Europe, in America and in the global economy.
That may well be why most are predicting this will only be a mild winter of discontent in Britain. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
We have video of the strikes in London, plus live online coverage from our partners at the BBC. That's all at theworld.org.